Hey, you're listening to the Prime Culture Podcast. This Prime Culture is for the dreamers, the schemers, and the believers. We're here to introduce a whole new generation to the abundant life. We're here for the prime of our lives.
Hey, did you guys know Kevin has a girlfriend named Leslie?
Leslie,
who he loves very, very much. Do you love her very much?
Absolutely.
Are you sure you want to use that L word already?
That's what I was gonna say. Just kidding. Like, you're already
you keep
gonna
saying yes to the. Are you gonna marry her? Do you think?
I date to marry.
You don't have to answer in any of these questions.
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
I date to marry.
You date to marry. So you've dated and married other people.
That's why he hasn't married.
So you haven't dated.
No, I have. But you realize real quick.
I understand. Yeah. Man, that's awesome. So you think she's got a shot?
I'll say so.
I like it. Anything I can do to help? Mm-hmm. Expedite the process?
not sure. I'm just letting God guide.
Good for you, brother. Good for you.
That's a very strong stance for a young man because he's pretty young.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
23.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Why do I think you're older?
Because he's
got
wisdom.
Hair.
No, you don't look old. No, you don't look old.
No, it's a facial hair. It makes him look
a little
older.
It's just your facial hair.
Yeah.
Bro, you're 23?
You also behave very maturely, though.
Yes, he does.
You don't behave like a 23-year-old.
No, you don't.
You carry yourself with good maturity. That's awesome, bro.
But that answer was crazy. You want to host a circle for young guys so we can get that thinking and aligned?
I think I still need more mature.
Even that right there, the self-awareness on this man. I like this, man. Leslie, listen, if you're watching, and I hope you are, make sure you hit the subscribe button. No, just playing.
So we can have 101.
Bro, this is on the pod. Like this. Wait, let me start our little timer. In case you didn't know, when I'm on my phone, I'm not distracted. I'm actually setting the timer for my phone. So Leslie, listen, I need you to understand. Last time I tried to include you on the podcast,
and they cut it out.
We have a cowardly crew and they just left it out. So I know Kevin probably mentioned it to you and then you guys went to go watch and got your hearts all, you know, hopes up.
Or she was relieved and now she's not.
What's the call? Was she looking forward to? She was, huh? Looking forward to the shout out?
I was.
And you were too?
I know he was, but I don't know about her.
Man, listen, I just, you know, I apologize, Leslie, but we got it right. This year is the year of right side up, so we got it right. And it sounds like you got a good man, so you date to marry, which is great, because some people get married and then they date other people, and that's not a good look either. That's all bad.
Or you date and never actually
get
married.
And then you never get married. And you're on the extended plan, extended layaway. Right. That's
it's like I've only been dating for 10 years.
No, man, that's we've only been together for 12 years, man.
Like, yeah, we're still thinking about it.
What are you thinking about? That's crazy. I know. I love the topic because we're coming out of a culture night where we taught on just how to find your proper place, specifically with relationships in God's loving and wise design. And man, that really encourages me, Kev, for real. That really, really encourages me, bro. I mean it when I say that, however we can help you find your way forward to marriage, would love to help. I've always thought, I've thought about this. I love arranging meetings, right? Like with our young adults or even our adults.
Mm-hmm.
I love matchmaking. I love, like, what do you like? There's a couple young adult ladies who serve on our team, mm-hmm, that I'm on the prowl right now for them. I'm like, man, listen, I will be the best wingman people don't know you have. For real. I love
that. I feel like I've been let down. I've tried.
By me?
No.
Oh.
My goodness.
I'm like, we did okay.
No, by like girls, like I'll try and help them out or even guys. Oh, and they're like, oh no, not her because of this. Oh, not him because of that. I'm like, you know what?
But here's what I think. I think you have to give them the right questionnaire before you get started. Like, listen, number one, if we're going to do this, you need to just trust the process and you need to like not get in this weird thing because like the reason you're single now and the reason you ain't got nobody is because you're the problem.
You
right?
give so, nobody a shot.
And so if you're trying, like if you're for real trying to change that status, let me help you. But don't get all, oh, I don't know, she's a little short. Oh, I don't know, exactly. She's a little, oh, no, he's a little dark. Oh, I don't know, he's, I mean, stop, bro.
Yeah.
Like, because here's the thing. Sometimes people can see things outside of the filters of your preference or the filters of your infatuation or the filters of your own self-deception. Some people think they can pull a certain thing and it's, and like, can I be a blessing to you? I don't think you can pull that. Mm-hmm. I've said that for real to people.
I know. I totally encourage young adults to get outside help because you're only seeing this and you have such a limited perspective, and maybe you have good friends around you, pastors, even your parents that can help you choose wisely, because obviously you're not choosing wisely.
Well, that's the big idea right there. Like, let's talk about that. The ability to choose wisely, right? There's a lot of things we wanted to talk. Obviously we wanted to talk about at Culture Night. The reason I say we, y'all, is because we actually collaborate together as a team for the content and for the direction of the sermon. We build it together, and it's, you know, me, Pastor Felipe, Pastor Diana, and a couple of, you know, Andrew locks in there in that conversation. Kevin, I think you were in the brief when we did this one, right? And so when you know, I get the opportunity to be up front, but it's a we thing, you know, and so I represent the we. And so we talked about this, right? We talked about, man, like, my ability to choose with wisdom. And so here's the thing. We talked about that in the brief. Sometimes everything we talk about is really good, but I don't have a really long time, you know? And so we're trying to keep it. I won't make a statement about that, but we're trying to keep it within a reasonable amount of my time because we understand that there's a lot of other things connected to the Culture Night, and we're just trying to have that right side up. So what we said was, like, man, you know what? We've got this incredible pod that so many people listen to. By so many, I mean like 417.
But Leslie, if you hit that subscribe button,
it'll be at 418. Let's go, Leslie. That's my girl right there on the game. And so something I didn't really get a chance to talk about at Culture Night that I'd love to talk about on the pod is that right there, is how do we help people help us choose wisely, right? Because I think a lot of times we get in this situation, it's like, man, why is it going so bad?
Yeah.
Why is it this? Why is that?
Why do I keep choosing the same guy? Why do I keep choosing the same type of girl?
Well, I honestly, I don't think people ask that question yet. I think they say, oh, how come it never works? Or how come I always get hurt? What they don't ask is what's wrong and what's, I don't want to say broken, but so what's off misaligned with my ability to choose wisely. I think that's it right there.
Mm. Yeah. I do hear that from a lot of girls. Like, I keep choosing the same type of guy in a different form.
Okay.
And I don't know how not to choose that guy.
So help me choose wisely.
I think some people end up with people and then they don't think they chose that. They think they ended up with that.
Mm. So like more like settling? Yeah, like they were more around.
It's
like
it's all that it's available. That's to me. So to me, some people are, they don't understand that they're attracting a certain type of person, and that is also choosing.
Right.
Does that make sense? So like, absolutely, what you're putting off, some people are picking up, and those are the people that are picking it up.
Yeah, that's a fact, because you don't realize, even when you don't choose to choose, you're choosing.
Exactly.
So either way, like, you're making a choice. Yeah, in my experience, and it's still your choice.
In my experience with dudes, like with guys that I talk to, it's always like the main conversation goes around like, this is all there is. Like, there's no more. Like,
ew.
Why?
Because like it makes it sound bad. Like, this is all there is.
What no. I'm saying is that what they're saying is that their type is not here. That's what whatever they want or whatever they desire in a woman is not here.
What's crazy about that is because I hear that too, and I think about this, man. Like, bro, that is such that first. I think that is such a small-minded way to think, because it's like even on a Culture Night, there's, you know, somewhere between 15 to 1800 people at a Culture Night.
Right.
For you to say, oh, my type is not here, is crazy, because you have not met everybody.
You haven't met all 1800
right.
people.
Right. You haven't met everybody. And our ratio is about 60-40 from girls to guys. So 60% of, let's just say 1500, right? 60% is about... So
Andrew, how much?
750 plus another 10%. So it's 900. 900.
Yeah,
you
crazy.
You have not met 900 young adult ladies, right?
For sure.
So for you to say that is crazy to me, right?
That's crazy.
Secondly, look, and here's what I'm going to knock. What I'm going to knock is we also set up a situation for y'all to meet each other at Culture Night, right? Right before Culture Night kicked off, like the Tuesday before Culture Night kicked off, we had 46 people signed up for that. No strangers, low impact, low pressure, low speed dating situation, but not really, but really, right? Mm-hmm. Ask me how many guys signed up on that Tuesday.
Shoot, I believe it.
How many guys were signed up? Like, oh, so out of the 46, 10 guys signed up and the rest were ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just say this out loud? Bad take, maybe, hard take, whatever. That's pathetic.
Talk to the boys.
For real? No, for real. That's pathetic, man.
Yeah, because like, what I get from the girls is like, man, is it okay for me to make the first move? Because these guys have no clue.
Pathetic. Not of the girl.
I know.
Of the guys.
I know. And that's where I'm like, guys, step up.
That's harsh. I know. I'm sorry.
Because our girls are so ready to be wives.
I love that you said it this way. I love that you said it this way. I feel like I've told Andrew this or I've said this to you, but I walk around Prime Culture, right? And I'm just like, I'm on a culture night. I walk around and I try to meet as many people as possible, right? Guys and girls. But there are times, man, where like I walk around and I'll meet a girl and I'm just like, how old are you? She's like, I'm 26. I've got a master's degree. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to buy my own house. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what's up? Are you married? No. And I'm just like, why? Because guys are trying to treat me like a girlfriend and not a wife. Type thing. And in my head, I'm just like, man, or I'll just say it this way. And maybe I came in a little hot. I chewed some neuro gum. And so maybe
your neuro receptors are firing.
Well, 100% they're firing right now. And hopefully they're not firing the unnecessary or unwarranted shots. But I think this shot is warranted. You know, I think what happens is we create this image of an ideal. And when she doesn't look a certain way or when she's off a little bit here or there, I'm just like, bro, listen, okay, this is a hot take. Like, are you buying a sex doll or are you looking for a wife, bro? What is it?
For
real. Like, can we talk about it? It's young adults, right? Like, can we talk like grown-ups?
And I think that's unfair because it's a double standard when it comes to women. We have to look a certain way, but the guy, it's okay if he's off. And if he doesn't look a certain way.
Which is crazy because I'm a little in what's the word? A little bit of a tension and friction because I'm watching on my IG that dad bods are in.
Are in?
Yeah, and they're like super attractive. I'm like, man, I should just let myself go a little bit.
No. So who are you trying to attract?
You, girl?
Well, then, why don't you ask me?
Well, okay, what do you think? Am I okay?
What am I,
rate me?
You're 1,000%.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. I like it. Hey.
But like, I hate that. Like, why would you think, oh, now dads are, bods are in or now fit bods are in? Like, be authentic. What are you going to stand for?
You know,
like, not what the culture stands for. Sorry. That makes me upset.
Get them, girl. I like this energy. Upset.
Yeah. On both sides.
Oh, 100%.
Like, figure yourself out.
I brought it up to point out how fickle and how petty the perspectives and the thinking is in this generation.
Yeah. I mean, people are not trends.
Oh, that's a word.
You know? Like,
right there.
That really sucks. Like, can't show up for your authentic self, you're never going to be in. You're always going
to
be out.
That took me back to like 2011.
Yeah.
Right there. People are not trends.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Right. And so back to my point in a lot of how you were taught, what you were saying, right? Like back to my point is this, I walk around and I'm like, my goodness, there are so many wives here. Yep. Like I'm walking like just on our team.
I know. Right? I can
just
give
on
you 10
team.
People.
Right now,
10 people.
I could set you up with like, maybe not 10, but maybe like 10. 5 to 7 between us. We'll have 12. Right. Like, but right now
that
she's a wife.
Yeah.
Right now she's a wife. And here's the thing, man. Like, guys, be honest about what you're looking for. And if I can just challenge you, man, like inevitably when you wake up next to your wife, I'm grateful. Yes. I'm grateful for a wife that takes care of herself. I'm grateful for a wife that I'm attracted to. And so I'm not trying to force you into a conversation if there's no attraction.
Here's what I'll say.
If I hold a magnet over here and the opposite magnet over here and we don't have enough proximity, I'll never know that I'm attracted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can see you from over here and immediately disqualify you. Like, oh, there's no attraction. Mm-hmm. Bro, there was no proximity for you to know. Like one of the things that I loved about you was, yes, you were super cute when we were dating, but you could talk, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could hold a conversation. And it intrigued me. Like, you intrigued my mind, not just my eyes.
Yeah.
Right? But if I never give you the opportunity to sit down, let's have a conversation. Because like, oh, she's just not my type, bro. She's too big. She's too small. She's too this. She's too that. He's too this. He's too that. Well, you know what? Then just be forever alone. God bless you. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. May the Lord bless.
May the Lord bless. Maybe you're called to be a eunuch. You thought you were unique. You're just a unique.
See ya. That's on you. You can't tell me, like, there's a billion people in this world and you cannot find one person.
Dang, that's tough. You know, the issue is that it's not that they can't find one person. They just haven't found themselves.
That's the issue. You have no idea who you are and what you want. You're trying to figure out, okay, well, maybe she needs to look like this. But when you actually approach somebody, you realize that you have no clue where to go.
And I think this is why we need to come back to the big idea is like, how do I invite someone into helping me make good, wise decisions? When obviously, if I'm being fully honest, right, let's just say I am the problem. I am the source of stress and the source of strife and the source of bad decision making. Someone take this away from me. I should not be making these decisions.
That's good.
Help me make a decision.
You know what? That takes so much courage.
Where do I start? Like, so let's say I'm a 25-year-old guy, right? And I'm saying, man, I really am looking for a wife, but for some reason I can't get over the things that I'm that are just bugging me. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm sure she's a nice girl, but I don't even want to talk to her because there's something in me that's just like, I don't even want to talk to her.
Yeah. What would you say? Where do I get started?
Felipe? I don't know. I'm just okay. Well, I'm gonna break. I don't take the conversation somewhere else. But to me, if you're a single guy, and look, and I'm saying this because I just had conversations. And the reason why I'm trying to figure out what to say is because I just had a conversation with somebody who's walking through, like a married couple, struggling with things that have to do with dating life. So dating life. In solitude before they were single, there wasn't a meaningful solitude. There wasn't a purposeful solitude before that. And then you walk into a marriage and then you're having to deal with everything at the same time. So all that to say is I just think the way that you should ask for help is intentionally removing your current filter for what a relationship should look like off and allow, because that to me is, I mean, we live in a visual culture right now. People looking at phones, people looking at people's highlights, marriages, marriage galleries online everywhere. Everyone wants a marriage. Everyone wants a wedding because it's a social event, not necessarily because of anything else. So I do think we have a very visual generation who's looking for a visual marriage.
Yeah,
and they're looking for an identity of that. So to me, that you need to first remove that. Because any person that you see that doesn't match that filter you have on, the girl will never be good enough. She won't be dressed enough. She won't have all that.
Yeah, yeah. I think the way I'm hearing you say it, if I can just put it like in a good handle, is if you can't get past your ideals, you'll never be open to new ideas.
Yeah,
like
that's
you
good.
Just can't, right? Because I agree with you. There's so much idealistic. Or if you can get past your own ideal, you'll never have anything that's real.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like we become prisoners of idealistic expectations.
I think that's a good question to ask for every young adult listening is like, hey, that picture of the kind of marriage you want, is that real?
Yeah.
Like, who made that?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Is that real?
Is that actually real? Can that actually be a real thing in this world?
I wish, you know what I wish we had? I wish we had like that, you know, like that little gun that you can go put it on diamonds and it's like, boop, real, not real. Okay. Oh, yeah. So look, you have to understand.
That's funny.
You have to understand. Right now, if my algorithm on YouTube is all New York jewelry district, I'm very intrigued right now with what's happening with gold. It's weird. I know. But just in my search of it, I ended up following a dude or like just being caught up with a dude named NYC Tracks, another guy named Moses the Jeweler. And I'm just
and
like,
they're looking at real and fakes.
Yeah. So like they're like massive entrepreneurs, blah, blah, blah. And they're young adults. Like these dudes are young. Right. Uh-huh. Anyway, but they do this thing where like they check them. And here's the thing with them. They've been working with it so long. They can just feel it. Like, that's not real.
Yeah.
That's not real. It's crazy, right? But I think I wish we had the ability to just have that little detector and just like come up that boop 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 boop. Okay, that's authentic. Or boop boop. That's not fake. That's phony. Fugazi is the word, right? That's not real. That's bootleg.
But I think you can almost have a cheat code, and if you let other people help you,
that's it.
They can actually tell, you know what, that's the real deal. But yeah. that's not. Like, they've lived a little bit longer than you, or maybe yeah. they've been in good, they have a good relationship, and they can help you out, like, yeah. to spot out the real or the fake.
No, I love it.
And going back to that, like, visual, especially for girls. Girls, we see the dress as soon as we meet you. We see the kids, we see the house, we see it all. That's the hard part though, is I think you need to like stop just seeing the fantasy of all the dresses, the flowers, the colors, and actually see, okay, can I suffer well with this person?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Because you can't even, like, you just want the butterflies and rainbows. And at the end of the day, you're going to have to find somebody that you're willing to suffer well with. And yeah. that person might not look like a model, but they can pray with you. They'll be right next to you when you're hurting. Yeah. They can speak life into you. Man, that is so much more valuable.
Why do I feel like, and I might be making an assumption here, but just from my experience, like, I feel like that those are such qualities that are like, not in anyone's radar. Yeah. As soon as when I'm talking to somebody about marriage or can't find somebody, those qualities are just not
because they're not presented as a quality to look for mm-hmm. on in a common public domain. Here's what I mean, right? We've learned those qualities mm-hmm. because you've been married 14?
14 in April.
Okay, so 14 in April, 22. So collectively, we have 36 years of marriage experience here, right? So in that marriage experience, we know it's common sense now for us, which is like, man, I'm grateful that you're cute, but you know what I'm grateful for? That you're anointed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that you have great skin. Praise God. I love your skincare. I'm grateful. No, for real. I'm grateful for your skincare routine, but I'm also grateful that you have an astuteness. You have a, what's the word I'm looking for? You have a grit. You have a conviction that's more than skin deep,
right?
Right. You have a real beauty that's more than skin deep, where you're more than just a pretty face, right? Now, here's my point. My point is that we've learned the value of that after 36 years collectively,
yeah.
right? It's not shared immediately. And so what we have running around, and I will say this, I'll champion and I'll show compassion towards our young adults. I think what we've learned in the context of our marriage has not been portrayed to them as common sense. Mm-hmm. So they're running around, respectfully to y'all, they're listening, but I love you enough and I'm one of your pastors, so I can say this to you. You're running around naive. Mm-hmm. You're not dumb. Okay. You're not dumb. Your generation is one of the most brilliant generations. If not the most, for sure, the most informed. For sure, the most informed. But you're naive. What does that mean? You haven't lived enough for a couple of things. To know better.
Yep.
And you haven't lived enough to understand what you think you know. Mm-hmm. Right? So the scripture says this, and I'm all about this, man, because like one of the questions I asked at Culture Night, that was a big question, right? That when we're in our relationships, what's the felt, like what's the need I feel? What's the thing I'm trying to resolve when it comes to my relationship? It's like, why do I keep taking L's? In my relationships, right? Why do I keep taking L's? And one of the things that we said was like, you keep taking the L because you keep saying I do to the mm-hmm. To the L. You keep committing. You keep going into yep. covenant, right? And now we played this little word game where like that's how you spell idol, right? Mm-hmm. It's like I say I do to the L. Like that's a big deal, man. And so
word.
So we keep saying I do to the thing that causes me to lose. You keep yeah. and when you say I do, we're talking about you're aligning with it. You're coming yeah. into covenant with mm-hmm. it. You know, like the last two guys or the last two girls, you did things that were misaligned
right.
from your covenant with the Lord, and so you made covenant with an mm-hmm. idol, or you made covenant with a loss, mm-hmm. and it yielded a pattern in life that was hurtful,
yeah.
a pattern in life that was less than. You're like, why do I keep doing this? Maybe on this one, do it a little bit different.
Yep.
Or watch, maybe just maybe you get around someone who has a little bit of life equity in the pattern that you're hoping mm-hmm. for,
yep.
right? And you say, hey, obviously, I keep saying I do to some else. I need you to help me to say I do to the real thing, the thing yep. that's gonna bless me. And here's my thought, right? As I was thinking about our pod today, I thought, you know what, man? Like, I want to help arrange some marriages, not just arrange some. I don't want to just arrange some matchups. I want to arrange some marriages yeah. now.
Let us be your diamond detector.
No, for real, right? And here's what I mean. I don't want to arrange a marriage like, hey, you're going to marry this guy and you're going to marry this girl, right? I'm saying, I want to help you arrange saying I do to the right thing. I want us to help you arrange the right corresponding covenants mm-hmm. in your life
right
that'll yield really good results. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
where do we start?
Man, here's what I think. Number one, I think we start with, I don't know enough, so I got to ask for some help. You, I think that's what you said, right? Mm-hmm. I take off the ideal. That's a big deal, man. Like inventory. So if you've done Abundant Recovery, that's a big deal, which, by the way, shout out Abundant Recovery. You should go to Abundant Recovery. Andrew, can we post the link for Abundant Recovery? Very cool. Do you want me to point to it or do I wait to the end? I'll point. Well, the last time it was right here. So we'll put a link right here for Abundant Recovery. Click the link if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify, well then obviously
go to YouTube.
go to YouTube or go to abundant.org/recovery. Okay. They help you remove the lenses, the goggles, the things that are wrong. And as you remove it, let me just put some biblical context to it. I think we talk about this. Proverbs chapter 8 says, those of you who are inexperienced and naive, mm-hmm. seek out, mm-hmm. go looking for, astute common sense.
Yeah.
There are things because of our 36 years yeah. of collective marriage, things that are complex to you that are watching and or listening.
Yes.
Things that are so complex to you are common sense to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we look brilliant.
PC, you're so smart. Nah, I'm just unk, bro. I'm yeah. just older, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, so we bro. Can spot it.
One of my mentors would say it this way, Cruz, I am exponentially more intelligent than you. Not because I'm smarter than you, but because I'm older than you. Mm-hmm. I have more intelligence, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's where we start. We start from, maybe we can work this out, Felipe. We start from a place of confession.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know as much as I think I know.
And what I'm seeing, it's not real. And that's I good. Love the fact that you use the word ideal, because an ideal can become an idol.
That's mm-hmm. it. 100%.
So then no one is good enough.
Yeah.
So I do think that has to be the first thing, repentance from that Sheesh. Ideal, mm-hmm. which is a turning away from it and then looking Sheesh. Towards Christ. But so then once you do that, then you kind of are open-handed with something that it's going to be new. It's mm-hmm. it's going to be discovery, and it's going to be, it's going to require some faith.
Yeah.
Because you're going to step into areas and conversations and circles of people. And I don't know, even for example, like, I don't know if I'm going to take it practical, but like, have you ever considered before you date somebody, before you ask somebody out, like just run it by somebody, just run it by somebody.
Like, hey, what do you think about that person?
No, hold on. Mm-hmm, yeah. Or have whoever your somebody is that you trust. Because listen, it's got to be somebody that's a little further down the road mm-hmm. than you.
And yeah, has yeah, a yeah, good yeah. relationship.
And has, exactly.
Yeah, don't pick somebody who's been divorced 12 times. And let's not do
and
that.
And has a life-giving, and mm-hmm. has life-giving fruit. How yeah. about that? Can we say that? Right? Have them date them once or twice.
Mm.
Can you imagine? Oh my gosh, I would love that. I would love that when my girls start dating, right? For them to be like, hey dad, I think I met a nice guy. Will you go out with him? Yeah, for sure. And I'm not going to go out there to intimidate him. I'm going to go out with him to like get to know him.
Yeah.
Maybe I might interrogate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are your intentions with my daughter?
But I've done that to a couple of young girls.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because I don't go on dates. I'm just like, oh, I know that guy. I've had conversations with him. I think that's a good person that you can have a conversation with. I would say yes.
And I would say this, maybe a beige flag. It's not a red flag all the way, but maybe there's a beige flag. If you have a relationship with your pastors, right? Like mm-hmm. we have no. hundreds of young adults who are in a relationship with me, and you bring up a guy or a girl. Hey, I'm thinking of dating you. And they go, who? That might be a beige flag. Like, mm-hmm. man, if your spiritual leadership and your covering, or maybe your circle leader, which by the way, hello, this is why you should be in a circle. Cause this is how your community can date the person you're interested in.
Yep.
Hey bro, come to circle with me. And then you text your circle leader. Hey yo, like I'm bringing a guy to the circle, man. I'm vibing with him. Will you just check him out? Check out his spirit, yep. check out his heart. Let's just keep an what eye on him.
Feel? This mm-hmm. makes me call bro. This handle. Don't. You shouldn't date alone.
Come on, somebody. That's a good word.
That's the word.
Don't date alone.
And we do. We isolate when we date. And yeah. then we are our own. We're the only judge of this person. And this we have a huge bias. Why?
Right.
Because pretty. Because you want it to work.
Because he pays for my meals.
And you want it to work.
And you would just make a great husband on a picture. And then, and we date alone. And when we date alone, we're isolated.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we are not in the context of a community brother. That can. Brother. Can I tell you, your friends can date your date.
Yeah.
Brother, here's what
they
I love.
Should. They actually, should. They should.
Bring them around. If you're going to move on with somebody, you should. The next step, this is something I recommend all the time, is like bring, before you guys call, say, I'm girlfriend, you're my boyfriend. Yep. Make sure she comes around your friends. Make sure your friends are honest with you about mm-hmm. this person.
And
they'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
No, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But don't fall in love with them before you bring them around your friends, because you're already all in love and then your friends hate them and that's why you can't let go.
And then you leave.
And then you leave the group, and maybe
you don't want to bring them around because you already know what it is.
Yeah.
But you want that puzzle.
But at that point, it means you haven't repented from your ideal.
And it's an idol.
It's an idol.
It's an idol. Think about this, right? Because like if we look at patterns of relationships, let's just talk about that, right? The relationships that led nowhere, that yielded no fruit, that ended up disappointing you and letting you down. That's Psalm 115. They have eyes, look good, but can't see, no vision. They have mouths, but can't speak. They have ears, but can't hear. They have feet, but can't walk. And the people that create them and worship them end up like them. This is why your relationship life has been in idol, I-D-L-E, because it's based on in idol, I-D-O-L. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Man, I love the thought of arranged dating for sure. When the Lord changes your life, He often will change it. If you look at the context of the scriptures, He'll change it by bringing people who will challenge you and pull you into the new way of living. When you were saying earlier about the lenses coming off, here's what will happen. It's going to feel super awkward because you're going to use a perspective and you're going to be invited into a perspective that you've never used before. So you're going to have it's going to be like blinding almost, and you're going to feel awkward. I'm thinking about the story in Acts 9, when there's a guy named Saul of Tarsus who's on a horse, right? And he's riding towards Damascus to go and terrorize Christians. The Lord appears to him, knocks him off his horse, which maybe that's another conversation or maybe another handle. Like, hey, get off your high horse.
Yeah. Pride.
For real. Get off your pride. Get off your pride. Yeah. Let the Lord open your eyes. Let him blind you to the direction you're going. Yeah. And let him bring you into a place of humility. He's on the ground and he bows and he says, my Lord, right? Maybe just maybe there's some high horses. We've got to let the Lord...
Yeah,
I'm thinking in Espanol, que nos tumbe un poquito, right? To knock us down.
I mean, that's a word.
Just knock you off your high horse a little bit.
There's so many relationships or people that, one that I can think of that they just want to be married.
Jeez.
And it doesn't even matter with who. I remember.
I'm married to the game. That's what I mean.
I spoke to this young adult and I legit told her to her face, he's not your husband.
Oh, I remember that.
And 2 months later, she was married. And I was so sad for her because I know that wasn't her path, but she just wanted to be married. She didn't want to go through the embarrassment of like breaking up and now she's divorced, you know? And it's like, don't be that person to where you can't humble yourself and say, okay, like right now, this is not the path to take. Lord, what do you want from me?
Yeah. Man, there's so much oil on this conversation right now. It's awesome. This is probably one of my favorite dating conversations I've ever heard.
Mm.
Real talk, right? And they're like on me right now, I feel like there's like a little grace for like these one-liners, right? But like, here's the thing. If your dating life and your dating status is a surprise to your community, you're in for some surprises,
buddy.
That is
good.
Yeah.
If you're coming in and you're surprising people like, hey, look at who, and they're like, what is that for real?
I mean,
you're setting yourself up for some negative surprises. Yeah. I'm just saying.
When you start fast and furious, it ends fast and furious.
And it ends
it's a
disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, the wine liners are crazy right now.
Yeah.
You said something about a high horse and pride and putting your pride down.
Yeah.
I do think the reason some of us have pride issues with marriage or with finding somebody is because we have it's funny that there's a trophy here. And some of us see marriage as a trophy, as something that is going
to
bring,
attained,
it's going to bring value to us. Mm-hmm. It's going to give me status. It's going to give me all these things. And most, I would say some young adults that cannot find the ideal person, I believe they have an ideal about marriage or the role of a marriage is not what you think it is.
It
a
is
marriage
not
is not so that you're not alone. That's not why God made marriage.
Get a puppy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
God didn't make marriage so that you could meet your bills. God didn't make a marriage so they could fix your trauma. God didn't make it. Marriage was for us to be partners and for us to walk this life together.
Well, I mean,
every single part of it.
I mean, marriage is to make us holy.
Come on.
Because once you get married, there's a reflection now and everything is shown. So you're like, the Lord will expose everything once you get married. So marriage is for holiness. It's, you know, it's a representation of Jesus and the bride and the church. So you think you're going into some fairy tale land, but you're actually going into the battlefield.
Just think about it that way. Like imagine, like I think this is a funny thing, but I was going to share it earlier. But whenever I was looking for a wife, right? I would always want somebody, I always wanted to marry somebody who could get me out of trouble physically. If I just, it was important to me.
Funny.
I want a warrior.
That's weird.
I don't want
to tell you. Can I tell you how I knew Diana was the one?
Can I tell you? Can I tell you? I've never even thought of that.
So let me tell you about the time I went to jail. All right.
Oh my gosh,
wait, what?
Let me tell you about the time I went to jail. I went to jail. Okay. I got processed, mugshot, orange jumpsuit, everything. Now, it's not as gangster as you think, right? I went to jail.
I had warrants.
It was the county annex, and it was because of traffic warrants. Right?
I knew it.
But here's how I knew Diana was a real one. My one phone call, who'd I call? 915-309.
Hey, well, hey, what are you doing?
Yo. And this girl, bro, 4 a.m, boom, go, swipes the debit card, pays off all my traffic warrants, right? And I was like, man, this chick is ride or die. She can get me out of trouble.
When Lisa and I were dating, I shared this story in the pod before. She bought me a coat and I was here in the country, still waiting for a status. I was still waiting for immigration things and couldn't work. My parents had already moved to Mexico. I was living by myself and we were already dating, and she went and bought me a coat because it was going to be cold for this funeral for Pastor Rochelle. And that was one of the times that I just knew, like,
that's awesome.
We could go through anything together.
That's awesome.
And of course I thought she was pretty and of course we'd have a great time together. But I think it's important that we understand what marriage is and what marriage isn't, because it'll affect how you look for a partner. Some of us are looking sometimes for somebody who looks good on a post, who does all the right things on Valentine's, who does all the things on anniversary, who will take me on a trip, who will pay my bills, who will give me my house so I can get my coffee in the morning. And it's all things that if something hits the fan, that person is gone.
Yeah,
it's no longer a partnership. Yep. That person can become dead weight for you. It can become a reason why you keep going down. And I can't help to think about like marriage without thinking about what's happening in our society, how many people are getting divorced, and at the rate that they're getting divorced.
Well, I think you bring up a really good point, because we do need to land the plane on the conversation. But I think the next episode we talk about, we've never talked about that. Like, hey, let's talk about the construct of marriage. So I think we bring that into the next conversation. Yeah,
that'll be helpful.
I think that's beautiful, Felipe. Mm-hmm. Let's challenge that. Let's get that right side up, the perspectives of marriage, because that for real is a situation where we just have misaligned expectations and understanding. But it goes back to the ideals, right?
Yeah.
I love the context of Saul's transformation into Paul as the right handles for this, right? Like, so remove the scales from your eyes. Right. It's going to be awkward. The lights are going to be blinding.
There is repentance.
And there's going to be a need for you to repent, get off your high horse, and call him Lord, not call it Lord anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Watch. And the last part is have the humility to go and ask for help. Watch, from the people that the Lord told you
to go
ask help for. Yep. Help for. If you know the story, the Lord, man, I forgot the city it was, but he says, I want you to go to a different place.
Yes.
And there's going to be a man of God named Cornelius there. Right? Mm-hmm. And Saul says, wait, hold on. They hate me.
Yeah.
They're going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
What he doesn't know is that at the same time that the Lord is dealing with Saul, the Lord is already talking to Cornelius, mm-hmm. saying, hey, I'm going to send you a young man and I'm doing a work in his life and you need to help him. He can't see right now.
Yeah.
His eyes are all over the place.
Paul was blind.
Right. Yeah. You need to help him learn how to live and how to get right, mm-hmm. how to get right side up. Can I tell you that if you allow, I really believe this, and I feel the Holy Spirit on this, man, because like I got tears, bro. I can't tell you how important the Corneliuses have been in my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's been handfuls. Right now, the Lord just brought a new one about 6-7 months ago. But they have taught me how to live when I was blind to the new realities. I don't know how to live this life. And I needed someone that could take me by the hand and say, I know how to navigate this world, right? And can I tell you, when I look back over my life, man, at the same time that the Lord was dealing with me, he was talking to them about me, right? But watch, he didn't tell Cornelius, hey, go find Paul or Saul.
He says he's going to come.
He didn't tell, like, so one of my Cornelius's is Pastor Perry. I talk about him all the time. He didn't tell Pastor Perry, hey, go look for Cruz.
Right.
You want to know how I ended up in covenant with Pastor Perry? The Lord sent us there and he said, that man there, he's going to change your life. Go attach to him.
Pursue him.
And pursue him and do whatever he says.
And there's certain like young girls that have attached themselves to me, you know, even now. And I'm like, I've already told them, like, I'm not going to go pursue you. And you can tell the hunger when they're like, hey, this happened. Hey, this, man, I'm so blessed to be able to walk along them and just help them in their lives. Like, and it's such a privilege for us.
And some of them are grown girls. Like, they're like 32, 34. Like, they're like, hey, PD, I need a grown woman to speak into my life.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
And I think it's such a privilege. And that's the other side of the story. Yes, you need somebody. But then if you're in a position where you can help somebody, I'm talking to like the older young adults, like you can also be a blessing to the 18-year-olds who haven't lived as long as you. And maybe you went through hardships and you want to share stories with them and be like, hey, don't do what I did. You know?
Absolutely.
I feel like there's a responsibility on you that the Holy Spirit wants to move through you.
100%. This is why I push against the context when I had get like a 31, 32-year-old be like, oh, I'm too old. You're only too old if you think you have nothing to give.
Yep.
But can I tell you, if you're like 32, 34, and you want to be a part of Prime, this is why right here.
Because we need you.
We've got 24, 25-year-olds who need the one that's 10 years ahead of them to come in and lock arms and be like, hey, man, let me show you the way.
Yep.
Right? So how do we arrange a marriage? I love this. How do we arrange a marriage so you stop saying I do to the L and you can say I do to the life that God has for you? Mm-hmm. Number one, take the ideals off.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. Take the blinders off. Have enough humility that when you're when you feel blinded, you resist the pride. Right. And you say, Lord, lead me and trust the voices that the Lord is sending you to. He's going to send you to some unexpected new places. Paul was like, I don't know them. They don't know me. They're going to kill me. They're going to reject me. Trust what the Lord is doing in the process. Mm-hmm. He wants you to live your romantic life, your relationship life, your social life, entire relationship life. It's not good for man to be alone, but he wants you to live it right side up. So let's stop living it upside down. That's a good word right there.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, hey, listen. Hey, it really is an honor to be in your ear or on your screen, man, however you're consuming this and being a part of this. We love it. If you're in El Paso, you need to be at Abundant Church. You need to be at Prime Culture. You need to be in a Prime Culture circle. It will change your life. Couple things coming up on the 18th, February, not February 18th, on the 21st and the 28th. We've got Good People Run Club. Hey, man, come run with some people,
come
man.
On.
You know, getting that body right side up can get the relationships right side up. Who knows what God can do in Jesus' name. All right. So follow us on our Instagram at This Prime Culture or hit our landing page, prime.abundant.org, for all things Prime. Until the next time, fam, we love y'all. It's such an honor to do this with y'all. Peace.